Morning Watch. Boaz and Ruth typifying Christ and the Church. Week 11. Tuesday. Related verses. 1 Kings 7, verse 21. And he erected the pillars at the portico of the temple. When he erected the right pillar, he called its name Jachin. And when he erected the left pillar, he called its name Boaz. Revelation 3, verse 12. He who overcomes, him I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall by no means go out any more, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from my God, and my new name. Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain, but on the contrary, I labored more abundantly than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God which is with me. 1 Peter 5, verses 5 to 7. In like manner, younger men, be subject to elders, and all of you gird yourselves with humility toward one another, because God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore be humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your anxiety on him, because it matters to him concerning you. Philippians 4, verses 5 to 8. Let your forbearance be known to all men. The Lord is near. In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every man's understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, what things are true, what things are dignified, what things are righteous, what things are pure, what things are lovely, what things are well spoken of, if there is any virtue, and if any praise, take account of these things. Related reading. The names of these two pillars were Jachin and Boaz. Jachin means he shall establish, and Boaz means in it is strength. These two pillars standing on the portico testify that the Lord will establish his building and that genuine strength is in the building. Even today, the building of the church gives this testimony. By the details of the picture in 1 Kings 7, we see how we can be a pillar in the building of God, judging ourselves, living by faith, bearing the responsibility, and expressing the riches of life. The two pillars were made of bronze. In Genesis, the pillar is a pillar of stone, but in 1 Kings 7, the pillars are pillars of bronze. Bronze signifies God's judgment. For example, the altar at the entrance of the tabernacle was covered with bronze, indicating God's judgment. The laver was also made of bronze. Furthermore, the serpent of bronze put on a pole also testified of Christ being judged by God on our behalf. That the two pillars were made of bronze clearly indicates that if we would be a pillar, we must realize that we are those under God's judgment. We should not only be under God's judgment, but also under our own judgment. Like Paul in Galatians 2:20, we must say, I have been crucified. I have been crucified because I am not good for anything in God's economy. I am only qualified for death. If you think that you are qualified, then you have nothing to do with bronze. Instead, you are self-made gold. The experience of bronze is that we are always under God's judgment and under our own self-judgment. We all must apply this word to ourselves, saying, Lord, have mercy upon me, for in me there is nothing good. This is the reason that we have been crucified. If we think there is something good in us, we are liars. In Galatians 2, verse 20, Paul said, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me." We may also apply his word in 1 Corinthians 15:10, which says, "But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain. But, on the contrary, I labored more abundantly than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God, which is with me." In Galatians 2, verse 20, Paul said, "No longer I who live, but Christ." And in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10, he said, "Not I, but the grace of God." Paul seemed to be saying, "Whatever I am by the grace of God. By myself, I am nothing. By myself, I could never be an apostle or a minister of God's living word. I labored more than the others, but it was not I who labored. It was the grace of God." This is the experience of bronze. In typology and in figure, the two bronze pillars in 1 Kings 7 tell us that we must be under God's judgment as well as under our own self-judgment. We must judge ourselves as being nothing and as being only qualified to be crucified. I say this not only to the brothers, but also to the sisters. We must consider ourselves as those under God's judgment. Our problem is that we do not condemn ourselves. Rather, we vindicate, justify, approve, and excuse ourselves. Often we say, "That is not my mistake. It is brother so-and-so's mistake. I am always careful. I am not wrong." This is self-vindication. After we vindicate ourselves, we proceed to justify and approve ourselves. Sometimes, however, we are caught in a mistake. Then we excuse ourselves. In the past, I have had a lot of self-vindication, self-justification, self-approval, and self-excuse. If we would daily crucify these four things, there would be no fighting whatever.